Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic looks at gloating. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Dealing with this all-too-common sin. Written by Clarence L. Haynes, Jr. Read by Leah Arthur. Do not gloat when your enemy falls. When they stumble, do not let your heart rejoice. Proverbs 24:17. We don't often think of people in terms of enemies and foes, and so when we come to verses like these, it may be hard to relate. For this reason, let me bring it down to a level you may understand. Are there people in your life who you just don't like or really can't get along with? Does that hit a more realistic nerve for you? While you may not call someone an enemy, I can be certain you can name some people in your life you don't have warm, fuzzy feelings for. In all walks of life, you are going to encounter people that are hard to like and hard to root for. I usually get along with everyone, yet there was this one person who really got under my skin, to the point I just did not want to be around him. I will spare you the details of why this person impacted me in this fashion. Recently, I discovered that life did not work out so well for this person, and when I heard what happened, my first reaction was, I'm not surprised. I didn't realize it in the moment, but what I was doing was gloating. One definition of gloating is when you find pleasure in someone else's misfortune. And I didn't want to admit it at the time, but that is what I was doing. The hypocritical nature of gloating is sometimes we wrap our gloating and mix it with praise, even thanking God for the calamity or trouble of the person we don't like because they deserved it. After all, they messed with me, and I am a child of the King. Yet, when we lay our hearts before Scripture and come to verses like these in Proverbs, we realize this is not the way God desires us to respond. When we do behave in this manner, our response could have the opposite effect. Do not gloat when your enemy falls. When they stumble, do not let your heart rejoice, or the Lord will see and disapprove and turn his wrath away from them. Proverbs 24:17-18. To say this as plainly as possible, God is not pleased when we gloat over our enemies. How should you respond to those you don't like? Thankfully, the Bible lays out a framework for how to address those we don't like or who are our enemies. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Matthew 5:43-44. But now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Colossians 3:8. Jesus commands you to love and pray for those who persecute you. Paul instructs us to get rid of all malice, and one of the definitions of malice is to gloat over someone else's misfortune. When we lay the cards on the table, gloating is sinful. The interesting thing about this type of sin is no one around you would ever know unless you opened your mouth and told them. Gloating and malice are things we keep in our hearts. While we can hide them from others, God sees what lives there. Putting the instruction into practice. Let's deal with this issue by doing something practical. Think about anyone in your life you either don't really like or that you would consider an enemy. Write their name down and spend the next week praying for that person or people if there is more than one. I know what you may be thinking, but you don't know how they are, you don't know what they have done, or you don't know what it is like to deal with them. You are probably right about that, but God's word puts no qualifier on this. We are to love them, pray for them, and hold no malice in our hearts toward them. Here is why this is important for you. It is your own heart that is at stake. When you harbor malice and gloat over that person's misfortune, you allow that person to keep control over you, and you give room for bitterness to take root in your heart. However, when you pray for them and love them, they no longer have influence over your life. Who is that enemy of yours? Do they work at your job? Do they live in your neighborhood? Do they go to your church? Are they in your family? Wherever they are, love them and pray for them. I can't guarantee this will change them, but one thing it will do is it will change you, and maybe that is what God was after all along. Intersecting faith and life. Gloating often goes unnoticed because many times it is a sin that only God sees. Further reading. Obadiah 1, verses 12 through 18. 2 Kings 14, verses 1 through 22. 2 Chronicles 25.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey, Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take. But I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.